Your heart rate spikes. Your palms go damp. You lean forward without deciding to. Now here is the strange part. Nothing real is happening. You are reading words on a page or listening to a story, and your nervous system is treating it like a genuine threat. Researchers confirmed this is not a metaphor. Suspense is a cognitive emotional state involving real anticipation of a future story event whose outcome actually matters to you. Fear, hope, and cognitive uncertainty are all components of that state. Your brain does not cleanly separate fiction from danger. It processes the threat, and it responds. Think of a bomb under a table. Two people sit down for lunch. They talk about baseball. The scene is ordinary. Now suppose you, the audience, know there is a bomb beneath them, set to detonate in 5 minutes. Suddenly, that mundane conversation becomes almost unbearable to watch. Alfred Hitchcock used this exact scenario to explain why information is more frightening than surprise. A sudden explosion gives you 15 seconds of shock, but knowing about the bomb gives you 15 minutes of agony. That agony is suspense. The key idea here is that suspense is not about the event itself. It is about the gap between the threat and its resolution. Researchers describe this formally. Suspense increases when unfolding information is expected to change your beliefs about a consequential outcome. The bomb is not the story. The waiting is. Now, suspense and curiosity are not the same thing, Reifert, and the difference matters enormously. Curiosity is a desire to obtain missing information. Suspense is anticipation of an outcome you already sense is coming. Narrative order shapes which emotion you feel. Delay the outcome, and you get suspense. Reveal the outcome early, and you get curiosity about how it unfolds. Present an unforeseen reversal, and you get surprise. These are distinct psychological states. Here is what makes suspense genuinely strange. You can feel it even when you already know the ending. Researchers found that readers can experience suspense more intensely on a repeat reading, even knowing exactly how the story concludes. Knowledge of an outcome does not eliminate suspense, because you can still anticipate how that known outcome will arrive. Suspense and uncertainty operate as partly independent processes. Uncertainty concerns what you know. Suspense concerns what you dread. The Stanford Literary Lab analyzed suspenseful passages across a large body of literature and found something precise and revealing. Suspenseful writing clusters around specific language, words of perception and appearance, like seemed, perceived, and observed. That language creates epistemological uncertainty, a sense that what you are seeing might not be what is real. Suspenseful passages also cluster around imagination, sensory detail, movement, assault, crime, weapons, and dramatic weather. That is the texture of a thriller at the sentence level. And the effect on your brain is measurable. Increasing suspense is associated with greater activation in central visual and attention-related brain regions during narrative viewing. At the same time, activity drops in the default mode network, the part of your brain that wanders. Suspense does not just hold your attention, it restructures how your brain allocates it. It can even improve your memory for information presented during an engaging narrative. This is why Reifert, a great thriller, does not just entertain, it rewires your focus in real time. The takeaway from all of this is precise and worth holding on to. Suspense is not the shock of what happens. It is the unbearable weight of waiting for what you already sense is coming. That is the defining characteristic of every thriller that has ever gripped you and refused to let go. The gap between threat and resolution is where the genre lives. Researchers measuring suspense in real time found that your moment-to-moment feelings of suspense are linked to your expectations about future learning, your brain constantly predicting what information is about to arrive. A great thriller writer understands this instinctively. They do not give you the explosion, they show you the bomb, they let the clock tick, and they make you sit with the knowledge that something terrible is about to happen. That is the pulse of the page. And now that you understand the mechanism, you will never read a thriller the same way again.